And now,
great to be back.
Back to the Bill Frank Radio Show.
Awesome.
And your host, Bill Frank.
Welcome back. And you're listening to the Bill Frank Show here on KVTA News Talk 1520. Every show has a theme, and today's theme is business and politics. Each of my guests will share his perspective on one or the other of these topics. My next guest is the serving judge for California Superior Court, place number 4. We'll discuss his candidacy for re-election and the importance of judgeships and why citizens should be concerned about this particular race. Judge Harry Walsh is a 14-year veteran of civil trial department, having presided over hundreds of civil trials. Judge Walsh serves with distinction as the presiding judge of the appellate division of the Superior Court. He was appointed to the bench by Governor Pete Wilson back in 1998, and he was elected without oppositions in 2000 and reelected without opposition in 2006. He was named Ventura County's Judge of the Year in 2002. Judge Walsh is a former Air Force officer, a graduate of Stanford University, and Loyola University School of Law. Joining me in studio. Hi, Harry. How are you today?
Doing pretty well, Bill. Thanks for giving me this opportunity.
Well, I'm glad to have you in the studio. And most voters really pay scant attention to judge elections on the ballots. I mean, we're all too focused on the president or perhaps the U.S. Senator, U.S. representatives, and all of those races as well. What makes electing a judge an important civic duty?
Well, judges occupy an important part in the administration of justice. And it's important that you have competent and experienced people fulfilling that job.
Now, is it safe for me to say that electing a judge is perhaps even more important than a U.S. representative or even a senator because of the impact that a judge has on your day-to-day life?
You could say that. I don't want to demean what our elected representatives do in Sacramento or Washington. But the fact is, a lot of the decisions that we make impact people very directly in their everyday lives.
Well, give us some examples, if you will, Harry. What right. are you know?
I did a 2-year assignment in family law, where I was making decisions regarding division of property, support issues, and most importantly, custody and visitation of children. You make those decisions, and they impact people immediately and in the everyday things that they do from the time they get up until the time they go to bed.
Yeah, that definitely has a bearing on everybody's life. Talk to us about the different types of judges there are. Now, you are a Superior Court judge. You deal with civil cases. So I guess the basic place to start for those of us who don't remember civics class in the 8th grade is, what's the difference between a civil case and a criminal case?
Well, criminal cases brought by the district attorney on behalf of the people of California, alleging that the defendant has violated some section of the penal code or some other criminal type statute. Civil law is disputes between people. That is, one party is claiming that his or her legal rights were violated by the other, and usually they're seeking money damages as compensation for what they perceive to be the violation.
Mm-hmm. All right. And let's talk about your judgeship, if we can, for just a second here. You ran unopposed twice in the past 12 years. Now you're being opposed for the very first time. What are some of the key elements of your platform for reelection?
Well, what I'm offering the voters is both my experience and my reputation. I had 27 years of experience as a trial lawyer before I got to the job, and I've had 14 years on the bench since I was appointed. I'm endorsed by 450 lawyers, by my colleagues, by the justices on our local court of appeal, on both sides of the political aisle, by Elton Gallagly on one side, and I think Lois Capps on the other. So What I offer is a perceived ability to have done the job and an objectivity in doing it.
Oh, that is great. Now, what are some of the things that people are saying about you? What do these distinguished Ventura citizens, why are they endorsing you?
Well, I think the lawyers realize that when they come into court, they're going to get a fair hearing. I'm going to listen to all of the evidence from both sides before I make up my mind. And the decision that I do make will be one based on the evidence and one that they'll at least be able to understand how I got where I ended up. They don't all get the decision they wanted, but they understand how I got to the result.
Mm-hmm. All right. Now, that brings up a very another very important distinction between a civil and a criminal trial. In a criminal trial, you have a jury of your peers, 12 people, men or women, sitting there making judgment on you. In a civil trial, is it always the judge, or is there sometimes a jury?
No. In fact, most of the civil trials that I deal with are jury trials. There's a slight difference in that in a criminal trial, all 12 must agree on either guilt or innocence, whereas in a civil trial, 9 out of the 12 are sufficient to maintain the verdict.
Oh, very good. My guest is Judge Harry Walsh. He is a candidate for the Superior Court of California, seat number 4. We're talking about his distinguished career on the bench, also talking about his reelection. And I want to focus in, if I can, Harry, on the reelection part, because as I look at as a judge running for office, it seems to me that there's a dichotomy, almost a contradiction, of being both a politician on one hand, having to seek office, and a judge on the other hand. You know, on the one side, the judge got to follow the rules of the law, got to be impartial, got to be logical, like you just said, your decisions are very logical. On the other hand, every 6 years, you've got to go out and you've got to campaign to get elected. So in what ways does this present challenges for any judge seeking reelection?
I think the awkwardness comes from having to raise money to finance a political campaign. Campaigning at any level has become an expensive proposition. The signs that you see, the stationery you need, all of those accoutrements of a political campaign have to be paid for. And unless you're independently wealthy, which I am not, you're out trying to raise money from supporters, and many times those supporters are attorneys who have and will be appearing in front of you. So it requires the ability not only to ask people to contribute to your reelection, but if the occasion demands it, to look them in the eye and rule against them if that's what you think the facts of the case require.
Well, that does present an awkward situation. How much money does it take to become elected to the Superior Court?
Well, I'm still finding that out. I would say that this campaign of mine probably will end up costing $100,000.
$100,000.
$100,000.
Wow.
And if you had asked me 6 months ago if I would be content to be in that circumstance, the answer is no, but that's the reality of it. It's not like running for student council. It's much more complicated.
Much more rigorous than that.
Yes.
My guest is Judge Harry Walsh. So, Judge, because you're doing this for the first time in 12 years, how's this impacting you personally, having to go out and raise money to stage a campaign?
Well, it makes your life terribly more busy than it had been. Today, for instance, started with a Chamber of Commerce breakfast at 7 o'clock up at the Women's Center. I'm here with you now. When I get off work today, I'm headed for Thousand Oaks, where I've got a booth at the Canale Valley Days, and we'll be meeting and greeting the people who care to talk to me and discussing what they want to talk about. So it's not only those types of things today, but similar things being introduced at Rotary Club meetings. I've met with the boards of directors of various bar associations. I've met with the board of directors of the NAACP. It's just a lot of activity that makes your days very busy.
Yeah, sounds like that it does. Well, do you have a campaign manager helping to coordinate all of this?
I do. I was fortunate that after this circumstance came upon me, I had a call from a lawyer in the community, Michael Case, who you may remember ran a few years ago against Elton Gallagly. And he said he'd be willing to do whatever I thought was necessary. I asked him to be my campaign manager. He's been tireless in forming a committee and keeping us pointed in the right direction for what you have to do to effectively run a campaign. I've also been helped by a retired colleague of mine, Stephen Hintz, who is now the county treasurer. Steve was in a very lengthy campaign to become elected treasurer. And the day after my opponent filed his papers, Steve called me and said, let's have lunch. I can help you. So the two of them have been, as I say, have been tireless in working on my behalf, and I will never live long enough to be able to thank them enough.
My guest is Judge Harry Walsh. Judge, I'm going to ask you to pull back the curtain, if you will, and sort of give us a glimpse into the day-to-day working of a judge in the judgeship. So what are the duties of a Superior Court judge for position four?
Well, my primary function is presiding over trials. My assignment for 12 of the 14 years I've been on the bench has been civil litigation. From 9:30 in the morning until about 4:30 in the afternoon, I have lawyers in my courtroom presenting testimony and evidence. I'm sitting up there to make the determination of what's permitted by the rules, what is not, and to just generally supervise the conduct of the case. More often than not, I'm also involved in helping to select the jury that will make the ultimate decision and to just generally keep things moving along. There are other things, but that's the primary focus. I'm a trial judge in a trial court.
Trial judge, trial court. All right, I get it. Now, your opponent in this race is emphasizing new technology and new case management to ensure that justice is continually served and the trials are not delayed. So I guess my first question to you, having sat on the bench now for 14 years, how big a problem is this in the Superior Court?
I don't think it's a big problem at all. In terms of moving cases through the system, we have statutory mandates that require we resolve 85% of our civil cases within 18 months of the date they're filed. We're in compliance with that requirement, and cases that go beyond that deadline invariably are because the lawyers themselves are not ready to try their cases, and they ask us if we can go beyond the deadline. I typically allow that because, after all, it's their case, not mine, and if they have a timetable as to when they think it's appropriate to try the case, I try to go along with them. You can't always do that, but most of the time that's what I do.
Now, I watch a lot of Law and Order. Is that what's known as a continuance?
That's what's known as a continuance.
All right.
You asked me about technology.
I did.
The things my opponent talks about, we have the plans in place to do. The difficulty is getting the funding to do it. We've had our budget cut 25% since 2008. We're looking at further cuts in the future, and there just is not the funding present or available to implement those things. We have very talented and very smart people working in court administration who are on top of all of this. And as I said, the difficulty is not the brain power to come up with the solution. It's the money to pay for the solution.
My guest is Judge Harry Walsh. We're talking about his reelection campaign for the Superior Court, seat number 4 here in Ventura. Now, changing gears, but keeping along the same lines of fiscal and monetary considerations, there's this growing focus that's being placed right now on sound fiscal management over these past few years. Increasingly, politicians such as yourself are being evaluated on fiscal responsibility. In what way do you practice fiscal responsibility as a Superior Court judge?
Well, it's not so much what I do individually, but what we do collectively as a court. There are 58 counties in this state, and we have been very fortunate in having management that has accumulated significant reserves over a period of years, such that the budget cuts that we're all facing now have had less immediate impact on us than on many other counties, because we've been able to draw on these reserves, which were prudently set aside to soften the budget cuts. The problem is those reserves are running down. I don't have a number for you as to when they will run out, but we've been able to avoid layoffs and court closures to a large extent by prudent management in the past and wisely using the money that we have.
All right. So you've got a pool of money, and that has cushioned the blow, which is good. But let me ask you about the litigious society that we live in. I mean, it seems to me that more and more lawyers are being minted every year coming out of law schools, and therefore there are more and more cases, both civil and criminal, that are coming before the judgeships such as yours. Are you suffering from mounting caseload management issues?
Well, I think Americans have always been a litigious society. So whether the incidence of litigation has increased in, say, the last decade, I'm not sure that's necessarily true. But in terms of our ability to manage our cases, I think we do effectively at it. I can tell you that the county of San Francisco, the city and county of San Francisco, has the same approximate population as Ventura County. They have twice as many judges as we do. I think that's an historical anachronism to an extent, but we have been able, by having judges who are hardworking and who are talented and committed to what they're doing, manage the work that is given to us. So I don't think that handling the work has been a manpower or a person power problem.
My guest has been Judge Harry Walsh of the Ventura Superior Court, seat number 4. He is seeking re-election this year in the coming up the June primary on June the 5th, 2012. Harry, if people are intrigued, they want to learn more about you, learn more about your campaign, where would you direct them to go on the Internet?
Well, I've got a website, JudgeHarryWalsh, one word, .com. Which I think is pretty comprehensive in indicating what my qualifications are, the people who are supporting me, and what comment has been made in the public regarding my performance on the job.
No, that is great. Harry, thank you so much for being my special guest here on the Bill Frank Show. We'll talk to you down the road.
Thanks very much.
And I'll be back with my next guest after these words from my sponsors.